Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Good morning, 1052. It is Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. Hammer and Nigel are in the studio with us.
Hey, now.
Gang's all here.
All right, so Nigel did something over the weekend that we had to bring him in here
Some
to discuss.
Some people did something. Well, Kendall Omar over here.
Hammer, would you like to just introduce this so Nigel can explain what he did?
So the other half of the afternoon drive program has a thing he calls an anger bet. Nigel, explain to the masses what an anger bet is.
When I almost win a bet but barely lose, that sends me over the top. I go into an emotional rage fueled by... not only that, but by several beers. And so I'm going to make up for this bet that I almost lost by this much and make an even bigger, more outrageous bet the next time.
So you bet $20 total on the IU and Purdue game, correct?
Two different bets. Live betting through FanDuel. Live betting. So when Purdue was down 10, I got them at plus 190 money line.
Good value.
Then when they were down 15, I got them at plus 500.
Even better.
So, because Purdue's got to go on a run, right?
Yeah.
And they did. They were down by one. The number one team in the nation. They got the best player in the nation. Guy's like 7'9". Edie. I'm a fan of IU. I'm a fan of Purdue. I want Indiana teams to do well. I want to see them both in the tournament. And when they lost, I lost it.
So you lost all $20.
I lost.
And it's our fault because, in fairness, he did say, I think I should cash out. And you sent him the Nicolas Cage meme of him pointing and says, keep going.
They do a thing on FanDuel where if your team is doing well and it looks like you're going to win your bet, you can cash out early for not as much as you would have won if you would have kept going.
So
does that make sense?
We basically cost you the bet because I think you were going to cash out.
I mean, you tell me how much $10 plus $500 would have got me, what, like 90? I would have won over $100.
You screwed up. You trusted us.
So your response, and Nigel will always tee it up for us with the anger bet. He will just say, anger bet coming. And then moments later, you did tell the public what you did.
Super Bowl. Philly.
Oh.
Money line. Hmm? Emptied the account.
Uh-oh.
$400.
You got four bills riding on the Eagles.
So you lost $20, yes. And so your response was...
you bet $400.
My account has been dwindling for months. I haven't had a good bet. And if you remember, I sent you the meme of Jack Nicholson and A Few Good Men. You're cheating, right? I did. Did you order the code red? Did you bet $400? You're cheating, red.
Look at his face, is red.
Hey, we got to get to a break, but at the end of the show, can you come back? Because I had something I wanted to play for you that I pulled specifically for you. So for our final segment today, can you come back?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. All right, we'll let you tease what's coming up then. Is that good?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect. All right, Casey.
All right, thanks, guys. Good luck with that bet, Nigel.
Let's go!
It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Already we'll all float on, all right. Don't worry, even if things end up a bit too heavy, we'll all...